Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is CARE, Cancer Aid Resource and Education Inc., President and Executive Director Yoli Diaz. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Well, thank you, Emily. It's great to be here today.
You're welcome. Well, it's February and it's All Types of Cancer Awareness Month.
It sure is. February is very important to us because it is our kickoff to the rest of the year. So would you like me to tell you what's happening in 2017?
Yes, please
do. Okay, great. Well, we're going to kick it off with a Race for CARE, and that will be on Saturday, February 4th, and this is a 5K run or a 1K walk, and it'll start and end at the Mesilla Plaza. Now, what we're doing really uniquely with this upcoming event is we are cross-promoting it with a very special event that's going to happen in March, and that is the 8th annual Team Zane Celebrity Waiter event, where the theme is a fun thing, Revenge of the Nerds. The time has come. So that's what we're doing. And we are really encouraging our runners and our walkers to dress in that theme, promoting the next event. And once we get done with our Race for CARE, we've got some special things happening. We will have, again, like I said, the 8th annual Team Zane Celebrity Waiter event, which will be March 11th. Then we'll have our Hot Lakes for CARE event, April 8th, Las Cruces Convention Center, both of these events. Race for CARE on National Cancer Survivors Day is always on the first Sunday in June. So it'll be June 4th, and again, it will start and end at the Mesilla Plaza. And then on September the 15th, we are doing a very special event. We do honor our military. This is going to give us an opportunity to do something very special. Something we've never seen our community do. So we're going to have an event that is called CARE Honors, POW-MIA Recognition Day. And it's going to be September the 15th. We're going to have it at the Plaza de las Cruces. And we're going to be inviting ex-POWs and veterans to that very, very special event. Then, in September again, we're going to have our second annual, the big event, A Community That Cares. And in between all these dates, what else will happen are third-party events where people and organizations in the community that will do a fundraiser for CARE.
And to find out all of these events that you just mentioned to me, they can go to CARE's website, carelascruces.org, or on your Facebook page.
Correct. On our Facebook page, you're going to be able to see even pictures of events that we've had. You can go back as far as you can to see all the excitement. You know, we have a lot of fun events, and that's what we need to do, have fun while supporting a very important cause.
We met 3 years ago. We talked about CARE, and so that interview can also be heard on KRWG.org and on your website
and
as well.
On our website too.
Well,
yes.
let's talk about what has happened in the last 3 years with your organization and how it's helped the community.
So when I was here last time, I think we had just had, I think we were going into our 7th month. So we've done six months of assistance. Now we are almost reaching 3.5 years of assistance. And what we do with this assistance, this is for people that live in Doniana County and have recently been diagnosed with cancer and are in active treatment. Those are folks that are having to go through chemo or radiation or a surgery for any type of cancer. That's what's so unique about our organization. We help the people that have any type of cancer. We help them with non-medical needs. Gas cards to get to treatment, utilities, rent, groceries. It could be their rent, their mortgage payment. If they need to travel, it could be meals. It could be lodging. It could be airfare. That's what we do for the people that we help.
Well, you're experienced at that because, number one, your father died from cancer, and you have a son who's still going through treatments.
Well, my son is actually a cancer survivor, and so he's actually a 3-time melanoma survivor. But what he does have to do is always go for his checkups. And so that's what's really, really important, especially when you've had cancer before, that you continue your checkups as your doctor has scheduled them.
And are they here in Las Cruces, or do you have to go somewhere else?
Well, with my son, we actually go to MD Anderson, and that's in Houston.
So does CARE also assist in helping not just yourself, but other families if they can't afford to get to Houston or to Phoenix or wherever they have special care?
Yes, yes. If the patient needs to travel, we will help them with assistance. The key is that they're a resident of Doñana County.
And something that really touches your heart when an individual hears those words for the first time, you have cancer.
Their life comes to a roaring stop, and it takes a while to sink in. And what's going to happen then is that they're trying to decide, how am I going to do everything that I need to do in my life now? And that's where CARE comes in. We come in helping the families to help them relieve their stress, help them get through treatment, and help them so that they can get back to what their life was the best they can.
And does that involve the entire family?
The assistance we provide involves the entire family, because when you help a cancer patient, you're helping the whole family. These are needs that a family has, and we're able to do that. Think about it, groceries, gas to get to treatment, utilities, and those are keys. We want to make sure that their everyday needs are what are met.
And to improve the quality of life that they have for generally the patient, for the children, and the adults.
That's correct. So when you think of quality of life, there are many dimensions. There's the emotional, there's the social, there's the physical, there's also, of course, the financial. And all of these different dimensions of quality of life, they're all affected when someone has cancer. And so with us being able to help, that really, really does something to help them get along and get through their months of treatment.
What are some misconceptions people have about who gets cancer?
Anyone can get cancer. You could be young, you could be old. And I'm going to tell you, Emily, most of the applications that come into our office, these are folks that are younger than me. And so, you know, that is a real big cue that I think that some people may think that, you know, when someone's already in their older stage of life, that they get cancer. That is not the case at all.
It could be an infant, a child.
Could be a child. You know, we've helped, you know, children. We still continue to help children. So we help anyone at any age. The youngest that I've ever known of someone be diagnosed is 2 years old. And the oldest is 90. And so it's everyone in between. And any race, male, female. And if I look at the amount of people that we helped last year, between male and female, it is a very close number.
And how many people did you help last year?
We helped, it was a little bit, it was right under 100. And so we do have the application process, and in that process, the oncologist signs off that they're in active treatment. So we have a policy in place. There's paperwork that we have to complete, but it is a really, really unique and good program. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a founder, but I look at what we have in place, and I surely, surely have to say that Las Cruces and Doñana County should be very proud that as we think of all the areas of needs, all the nonprofits that are out there, that we are part of them, that we are looking in the area of helping cancer patients.
Well, you started this back in 2013 as a founder, and you've seen it grow. Have you had growth in staff as well, or are you still the number one only staff person?
Well, you know, we do have volunteers, especially for our events. We really have to have volunteers at the events. So right now, we do have myself that work in the office, and then we do have another two folks that will come in. The main person is still, you know, with me being there, but we do have some help.
And they can call you at 575-649-0598. And Can people come directly to your office as well?
Yes. Now, for clients, it is also posted and it's on our application. We will take clients on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And the reason is because you have to consider, how do we do this? The way we do this is, it's not easy for us to get grants because it's in the area of human services. So finding that priority is not easy for us to find. So we have different events where we raise these funds. So we have a job in the events, and then we have a job in the care and support program. So that's why we have those dates for the clients, and then the other dates we work on the events.
So the events are your fundraisers to be able to help everyone.
Yes, and there are funds. So I'm going to give you an example. In these 3.5 years that we have helped cancer patients, when I say the dollar amount, what that needs to be converted back is to how many people and how much we were able to help. And in these areas, because I can't talk about the people, just them in general. But the amount of assistance our small nonprofit organization has given to people in active treatment has been over $270,000 in these 3.5 years. That is a lot, Emily, for a volunteer organization.
And for such a small community as well. And again, your kickoff is with this special 5K run,
yes,
and 1K walk. So if you can't run, you can walk.
You can walk.
And that's coming up this Saturday, February the 4th. And it starts off at 9 in the morning. And for more information, of course, they can go to the website. But there's a deadline for registering?
Although the online registration deadline is February 2nd at 6 p.m., there is also late registration the day of the race, and that will be from 8 to 8:45. Now, let me also let you know what the cost is. It's $30 per individual, but if you have a team of at least 10 people registering together, the cost is $25, and the late registration is $35.
So that's the Race for the Care, but what about the cross-promotion of the 8th Annual Team Zane Celebrity Waiter?
Well, that's what I was saying. We want the people that are involved in this event, the Race for Care, to really understand that all people matter. So we want them to dress in the theme of the 8th Annual Team Zane Celebrity Waiter event, where the theme is Revenge of the Nerds. So if you want to kind of get an idea of how you may want to dress, you can go into our Facebook and you are going to see me, Yerkel. You get to see videos on our Facebook of how I dress, and I am a proud nerd.
Okay, so that was Revenge of the Nerds, and that you can dress up as for the Race for Care. The kickoff, it's a part of more than a marathon of a 9-race series celebrating all types of cancer awareness for the month of February on National Cancer Prevention Month. And thank you so much for being such a bridge to the community, helping so many people out. Yoli Diaz, founder, president, and executive director of CARE, Cancer Aid Resource and Education, Inc., here in Las Cruces.
Thank you, Emily. And also, just keep in mind that February being All Types of Cancer Awareness Month, people can wear lavender. Lavender is the color for all cancers.
Thank you so much again. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.